You're now listening to another episode of the 10 Man Podcast. And today, I'm giving you guys a preview of the upcoming summer anime of 2022. There's going to be a mix of, you know, season twos and just continuations for animes that, you know, been needing the continuations. And giving you guys a mix of some animes that are new. Alright, and I know it's been pretty much over a month since my last episode, but like I said in the last episode, I am, you know, starting a different career, so time is still very, very scarce, but I'm gonna try my best to keep pumping these out for you guys, and like I said, today's the upcoming summer anime list right now. I'm gonna give you 10 animes to look out for that I'm excited for, and then, you know, some honorable mentions. But to start off, we're going to go ahead and start off with some continuation animes. Number one on this list, well, it's not even in an order, this is just the first one to talk about. Hataraku Mao-sama, The Devil is a Part-Timer, Season 2. Alright, sourced light novel, genre, comedy, fantasy, romance, supernatural, like a mythology theme, because it's like the devil versus the hero type ordeal that they're trying to set up in the world in terms of, you know, the characters. And then the first season actually aired in 2013 by White Fox Studio. I remember watching this on Netflix when it first came out, and I really loved this anime when it first came out. And I'm surprised it took 9 years for them to drop a second one, but it is what it is, right? So, that being said, got the synopsis from the first season, because maybe you guys haven't watched the first season. I don't know. But yeah, striking fear into the hearts of mortals. The demon lord, Satan, begins to conquer the land of Enta, Aiela, with his vast demon armies. However, while embarking on this brutal quest to take over the continent, his efforts are foiled by the hero, Emilia, forcing Satan to make his swift retreat through a dimensional portal only to land in the human world. Along with his loyal general, Alciel, the demon finds himself stranded in modern-day Tokyo and vows to return and complete his subjugation of Enta Aiela. That is, if they can find a way back. Powerless in a world without magic, Satan, I guess Mao, assumes the guise of a human named Sadao Mao and begins working at McDonald's, a local fast food restaurant, to make ends meet. He soon realizes that his goal of conquering Enta Aiela is just not enough, as he grows determined to climb the corporate ladder and become the ruler of Earth, one satisfied customer at a time. Whether it's part-time work, household chores, or simply trying to pay the rent on time, Hataraku Mao-sama presents a hilarious view of the most mundane aspects of everyday life, all through the eyes of a hapless demon lord. So, in this anime, you get like, you get the dynamics between the devil and the hero, as described right there, but in everyday life, where they're not really fighting each other, they're just kind of like, they cross mental swords, as you will. But anyways, this anime was pretty hilarious from what I remember. Some good etchiness and just good comedy overall. I really recommend it if you guys haven't watched it yet, the first season. But it's really short. I think it's only like 12, 13 episodes. And this one should be similar. But yeah. That is The Devil is a Part-Timer, Season 2. Or Hataraku Mao-sama. Alright, next anime I want to talk about, number 2. Dungeon ni Dai wo motomeru no wa machigateru darau ka 4. Shinshu. Make you in. What the heck? That was totally butchered. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon, Season 4? A.K.A. Danmachi. Studio, JC Staff still. It's obviously a light novel. I have so many of the light novels. A lot of the limited edition covers. Because I'm a nerd like that. But yeah, intrepid adventurer Bell Crannell has leveled up. But he can't rest on his dungeoneering laurels just yet. The Hestia family still has a long way to go before it can stand toe-to-toe with the other familias of Oradio. But before Bell can set out on his next mission, reports of a brutal murder rock the adventuring community. One of Bell's trusted allies stands accused of the horrible crime, and it's up to Bell and his friends to clear their name and uncover a nefarious plot brewing in Dungeon's dark depths. So, I don't know if that was the synopsis for season 3, because that sounds like, you know, the Ween saga, but maybe it's a continuation of that story. I haven't read past volume, I believe, 7 or 8 on light novel yet, so still reading. Been reading it for a while. But, you know, definitely excited for Inori Menase, aka Hestia, the voice actress of Hestia, Inori Menase, such a cute, bubbly personality and voice. And also Yoshitsugu Matsuoka, the Harem King, as Bell Crannell. He's also the voice of Zhao from Genshin Impact, so, you know, that's a thing. Kirito, Sword Art Online. I'm excited for this anime. I mean, I'm always down to watch Danmachi, read Danmachi, anything Danmachi. And all the Danmachi merch is going up right now. Like, the only Bell Crannell figure that is in existence is super expensive now. It's like a 1-inch figure. Anyways, that's it. Is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon? Or is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon season 4? Watch it, guys. We're going to go ahead and move on to number 3 for the continuing animes. Yokoso Jitsu Ryoko Shijo Shugi no Kyoshitsu. Yeah. Second season. Classroom of the Elite second season. Studio Lurch. Light novel, drama suspense, psychological school type theme. The first season aired in 2017. And for those of you guys who didn't watch the first season, I mean, it's been 5 years. Maybe you should have. Here's the synopsis. On the surface, Kodo Ikuse Senior High School is a utopia. The students enjoy an unparalleled amount of freedom and is ranked highly in Japan. However, reality is less than ideal. 4 classes, A through D, are ranked in order of merit, and only the top classes receive favorable treatment. Kiyotaka Ayanokoji. That's what it was. Ayanokoji is a student of Class D, where the school dumps its worst. There he meets unsociable Suzune Horikita, who believes she was placed in Class D by mistake and desires to climb all the way to Class A. And the seemingly amicable class idol Kikyo Kushida, whose aim is to make as many friends as possible. While class membership is permanent, class rankings are not. Students in lower ranked classes can rise in rankings if they score better than those in the top ones. Additionally, in Class D, there are no bars on what methods can be used to get ahead. In this cutthroat school, can they prevail against the odds and reach the top? So this is a cool anime. It's definitely like, you know, psychological. There's like a lot of brain power, a lot of strategies going on and stuff. So, you know, I appreciate that in that sense. You know, it's the second season. Definitely interested in watching it. It's been 5 years, so like, you know, all these animes that have like more than a couple years between them, like, you know, you're really hoping that you have a cult following, right? Just like this next anime I'm going to talk about, anime number 4, Overlord season 4. So I'm sure you guys know about Overlord, with the great, beautiful Albedo. Yep. And Ainz Ol'Gon. Studios by Madhouse, it's a light novel, action fantasy, supernatural, isekai, video game type thing. The season three, the last season that was aired was in 2018, so it's still been 4 years since the last season, so it's been a while. Think the first season was like 2014, 2013, something like that. Following the horrific assault on the re-estized capital city, the guardians of the Great Tomb of Nazareth return home to their master Ainz Ulgon. After months of laying down the groundwork, they are finally ready to set their plans of world domination in action. As Ainz's war machine gathers strength, the rest of the world keeps moving. The remote Karne village, which Ainz once saved from the certain doom, continues to prosper despite the many threats on its doorsteps. And in the northeastern Baharuth Empire, a certain bloody emperor sets his sights on the rising power of Nazarick. Blood is shed, heroes fall, and nations rise. Can anyone or anything challenge the supreme power of Ainz Ulgon? So yeah, last season of this anime was super world building. Like there wasn't enough of, Skullhead Dude and Albedo and his crew. There was just like a lot of like the side characters, side building. So I'm definitely interested to see if they, finally, throw the first stone for Ainz. The season one was amazing, I feel like, because there's, it was trying to establish what Ainz can do. And then season two and three became like world building, trying to focus on other characters besides the main guys and stuff. So definitely want to see what season four is all about. But, Overlord for you guys, for your Overlord fans, it's going to be coming out. All right, so that's gonna be it for the continuing animes that I'm super excited about. I have a few honorable mentions that I want to mention though. Made in Abyss season two is coming out as well. I watched the first season; it was all right. I mean, because there was a lot of hype and people saying Made in Abyss was like the greatest anime ever, like it kind of didn't live up to that in my mind. And then, Rent a Girlfriend season two is coming out. I watched the first couple episodes. I never got into it because, I mean, there was just a ton of other animes at the time, if I remember correctly. But I should probably watch it. And then the Dr. Stone like movie, I think, like OVA or something. Dr. Stone Ryusui. This original episode will serve as a bridge between the second and third season. So that's gonna be like some filler before the season three comes out. So I'm excited for that. And yep, those are the continuing animes coming up in the summer of 2022. Now we're getting into some new anime. And here's number five, Isekai Mekyu de Haruimo, Harem in the Labyrinth of Another World. Studio Passion Source Light Novel. It's an action adventure, fantasy rom-com, etchiness, harem, isekai. If you know anything about me and this channel, isekais, rom-coms, etchy, those three. If you put those three on just any one of those, I'll watch the anime. And then if you have all three in it, it's pretty much a case closed for me. I'm probably gonna watch it, even if it's trash. But here's a synopsis. Struggling with life in society, high school student Michio Kaga wanders about the internet and lands on old we on an odd website. The website, featuring a number of questions and a point-based system, allows one to create skills and abilities for a character. Upon completing his character, Kaga was transported to a game-like fantasy world and reborn as a strong man who can claim idol-level girls. Thus begins the cheat and harem legend of a reborn man. So yeah, I mean, based on that synopsis, bros, he's gonna be isekai'd with like, O penis, and he's about to get the girls, right? That's what you want. If you're a degen anime head, right? That's what you want. I'm just messing around, guys. But yeah, that is Harem in the Labyrinth of Another World. Definitely excited to watch that one. Number six, we got Engage Kiss by A1 Pictures. It's an original source. It's a rom-com. So, like I said, rom-coms. This is the bread and butter of your boy here when in Rome. Veyron City, a mega floating metropolis created from the discovery of new energy sources, is around, right? Yashu, a young man who owns and operates a small business in the area, leads a meager life due to his reckless spending. Kisara, a girl who visits Shu's office and home because she is constantly concerned about him. She works while attending high school in Veyron City, doing everything from clerical work to housework. Ayano, Shu's ex-girlfriend and a senior colleague at the corporation he had previously worked for, is also worried about him. Thus begins the slapstick comedy of the three people in a slightly unusual relationship that takes place on an artificial island in the Pacific Ocean. So the PV looked interesting. I mean, there wasn't too much. They just showed the three characters. And, you know, they're cute enough. There's some good etchy moments in the PV already. So, you know. Yeah, rom-com, guys. I mean, I'm going to watch it. Engage Kiss. I mean, you got me. A1 Pictures, you know, is going to be like fantasy type stuff along with it. So, that'll be cool. That was number six, Engage Kiss. Number seven here, we have Mama Haha no Surego ga Motokano Data, aka My Stepmom's Daughter is My Ex. Yep, clickbait title right there. You know, a lot of degens, and you see stepmom and daughter and ex and my. There's a lot of things running through and turning the gears inside your heads, right? But this looked like an interesting anime. It's supposed to be more wholesome than it sounds. It's not supposed to be, like, super weird or anything. But the studio is by Project 9. It's a light novel rom-com. A certain boy and girl in middle school became lovers. Flirted with each other, disagreed on trivial things, became more frequently irritated with each other rather than excited, and ended up breaking up at graduation. And so, the two of them, Mizuto Irido and Yume Ayai, wound up meeting each other in the most unexpected fashion. Isn't it obvious that I'm the older brother? Isn't it obvious that I'm the elder sister? The children of the partner of their parents' remarriage were ex-lovers. The former couple, mindful of their parents' feelings, decided on a sibling rule where the one becomes conscious of the other as the opposite, sex loses. But when they encounter each other in the bathroom, commute to and from school together, along with memories of the past and living under the same roof, just how do they disregard each other? So, rom-com is obviously going to be a lot of headbutting here. Because, you know, their exes, they used to date each other. Now their parents date, married. So, I mean, I remember domestic girlfriend was kind of the same. But, like, where they get together after their parents get together type thing. But they didn't know that they were going to be siblings. So, I don't know, less weird or weird still. I don't know. I'm not making up the rules, man. All I know is I'm going to watch this anime. My Stepmom's Daughter is My Ex. So, consider that, guys. That's a rom-com. So, you know, rom-com fans, unite. Next anime I was considering watching. Sore Demo Ayumu wa Yosetekuru. When will Ayumu make his move? So, this one seemed pretty interesting. But let's get into it. Studio Silverlink. It's a source manga. It's a comedy slice of life with some romance. So, you know, rom-coms, right, bros? On a whim, first year Ayumu Tanaka quits the kendo club to join the illegitimate shogi club. Urushi Yaotome, the president of the club and a master of shogi, is thrilled to finally have a playing partner. As Ayumu's upperclassman, Urushi endeavors to be his shogi mentor and student role model. Too often, however, she finds herself blushing with embarrassment. Stone-faced and honest, Ayumu sees no issue with calling Urushi cute. Although Ayumu likes her, he refrains from confessing and promises himself to first beat her in a game of shogi. Through school life and shogi games, the two students have many hilarious and heartwarming adventures. Ayumu enjoys every second with Urushi, but he is still a long way from beating her in shogi. With the commitment he made to himself, will Ayumu ever get the chance to confess his feelings to Urushi? So this sounds pretty cool. I do like the thought of this anime. What does this remind me of? It reminds me of like the Aharen-san kind of vibes with just two characters that just kind of hang out with each other. I definitely want to watch this. When will Ayumu make his move? Go ahead and watch that, bros. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. I mean, there's PVs out there and stuff. I'm just trying to give you guys a list, all right? Bros, please understand. This is my first podcast back in like a month. I'm sorry. I'll try to make it sooner. I'll try to make them better. But here goes. Number 9 on this list. Saikin Yatota Maid Ga Ayashi. The maid I hired recently is mysterious. Another Silverlink studio production and Blade, of course. Blade Studio. It's a manga. It's a rom-com. And it has Takahashi Rie as the maid. So, I mean, she's voicing her. I'm, like, super Takahashi Rie mega fan. Explosion in my pants. You know, Emilia. Subaru-kun, you know? A lot of stuff like that. Hu Tao, Genshin Impact. Riri fan for life. She's beautiful. Voice-wise, too. Alright, anyways. The beautiful maid Lilith has recently been hired to care for the whims of her employer's son, Yuri. However, Yuri's overzealous skepticism of her every action keeps him on edge as he suspects devious mischief being plotted behind his back. Despite his paranoia, Lilith grows fond of Yuri and often teases him as a way to further their bonding. Saikin Yatota Maid Go Ayashi revolves around the relationship between the cautious Yuri and the wonderfully charming maid in this day-to-day oddball romantic comedy. So, yeah, I mean, do I have to say anything else? It's Takahashi Rie as the maid. Alright. She's going to do a good job. There's never a job that Takahashi Rie does that's not good. Watch it, bros. This one is The Maid I Hired Recently is Mysterious. Consider it, bros, alright? And then the last anime I want to talk about is... excuse me. Kinzo no Vermeil. Gakepuchi Majutsuchi wa Sakyo na no Yakusai no Mao Sekai wo Tsuki Susumu. Okay, well, that's like a super long title unnecessarily. In English, Vermeil in Gold. Easy. Vermeil in Gold. Alright, the studio Staple Entertainment. It's a fantasy manga set in school for shonens, right? And then, so, Royal Artigia Magic Academy. Alto, on the verge of failing the summoning magic class and having to repeat the year, stumbles upon a grimoire that and draws a magic circle, summoning the sealed demon Vermeil and making her his familiar. She has been a feared devil since ancient times and possesses tremendous power to cause disasters. Vermeil, as a familiar, necessitates magical energy on a daily basis, which she obtains from Alto via passionate kisses. Yes! Alright, let's do this, bros. Alright, Lilia, Alto's childhood friend, grows envious of the relationship, while the students are also taken aback by the unprecedented familiar. The Royal Road fantasy of a magician on the edge of failure and an unhealthy devil sister begins. Okay. I mean, powers, kissing, stuff like that. Is that, like, not, like, what is it? It's one of those, Sister Testament, New Devil, I don't know, something weird. But it sounds great. I remember watching some harem anime, I forgot what it's called. Was it, like, I don't want to take too long. Pretty sure it's Sister New Testament Devil or something like that, I don't know. Sorry, bros. I'm butchering names. I can't remember. Anyways, let's go ahead and wrap up this episode. Got a few honorable mentions I want to bring up. My Isekai life. I gained a second character class and became the strongest sage in the world. So this is like another, like, that time I got reincarnated as a slime or, you know, like... Shield Hero, Rising of the Shield Hero. It's another isekai thing where, you know, dudes are like underpowered and then they do a number of steps, go through a process to become OP. So, I mean, isekais, I'm probably going to watch this one too. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, like, it's an isekai. I love isekais. I love rom-coms. I love ecchi. If it has at least one of those three, I'm probably going to watch it. Next anime I want to bring up is Kuro no Shokanshi, or Black Summoner. Looked pretty interesting. Also, there was Renmei Kugun Koku Maho Ongakutai Luminous Witches, aka Luminous Witches. Looked pretty good. It's like a music anime where, like, these girls kind of save the world with fighting music type thing. They fight with music, I guess. To put more specifically. I don't know, man. Ouch. I don't know, bros. Let's see. Last anime I want to talk about as a honorable mention. Call of the Night. Yofukashi no Yuta. It's a, like, vampire anime. You know, I don't know. Looks pretty interesting though. Looks good. Yeah, I mean, if anything, kind of has High School DxD vibes, but I don't know if it's going to be on that same cool level, sophisticated level. Anyways, I think that's it for me, bros. Hopefully, you know, you guys got something out of this list. I can go over the list again of my original 10. But yeah, let's go. Let's do that real fast before I let you go. The Devil is a Part-Timer, Season 2, was my number 1. Number 2, Danmachi, Season 4, Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? Number 3, Classroom of the Elite, Season 2. Number 4, Overlord, Season 4. Number 5, new anime, Harem in the Labyrinth of Another World. Number 6, Engage Kiss. Number 7, My Stepmom's Daughter is My Ex. Number 8, When Will Ayumu Make His Move? Number 9, The Maid I Hired Recently is Mysterious. Takahashi Rie film, flick, so watch it for sure, bros. And then Vermeil in Gold, alright? So that's my list. I also had those honorable mentions. I won't go over because there's honorable mentions. But anyways, hopefully you guys enjoyed today's episode. And I'll get back to you guys on another one. Alright, bros. Thanks. Bye bye. Now you're dealing with the smooth operator. You're just a fixer with a whole lot of flavor.